Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, conditions outside the International Protection Office in Dublin have been described as a humanitarian emergency that needs to be urgently addressed. The government confirms the first 5 accommodation centres for new arrivals from Ukraine. Ishke Éireann is carrying out emergency repair works at Letterkenny Station roundabout from 7 o'clock this evening. Traffic today is expected there. Works also taking place tonight in Fawn. And Tata Consultancy Services in Letterkenny say new roles are to be created as they expand their relationship with Nest in the UK. Later this afternoon, we have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the conditions outside the International Protection Office in Dublin. It's been described as a humanitarian emergency that needs to be urgently addressed. 1,260 asylum seekers are now without accommodation in the state, with around 270 people camping outside the IPO on Mount Street in the capital. There are no toilets or showers in the area, and there's been a scabies outbreak. Roisin McAleer from Social Rights Ireland says some asylum seekers are ill because of the current conditions.
The tents that were evacuated, you know, when people were provided with accommodation, there were 6 or 7 people apparently yesterday evening. So even if those tents are vacated because of the disease and the illness and the scabies that has been diagnosed officially, you know, by a doctor, a voluntary doctor, we certainly wouldn't encourage anybody into a tent that hasn't been cleaned.
The government has confirmed the first 5 accommodation centres for new arrivals from Ukraine. They're in Dublin City Centre, Cork City Centre, Stradbally in Laois, Fernbank in Limerick and Punchestown in Kildare. Ukrainians fleeing war will now be accommodated for a maximum of 90 days as part of new rules coming into effect from tomorrow. They'll also be entitled to a reduced weekly allowance of €38.80 per adult and €29.80 per child. The government says it's making these changes in order to continue to meet the EU Temporary Protection Directive requirements. Ishke Éireann is carrying out emergency repair works at Letterkenny's station roundabout this evening. Traffic management will be in place at the roundabout from 7 o'clock onwards to facilitate the safe delivery of the works. Motorists are advised that traffic delays are expected and are asked to avoid the area if possible. It's planned that repairs should be substantially complete by 1 a.m. A small number of properties may be affected by water outages. The occupiers have been notified. Meanwhile, leak detection works may cause supply disruptions to the R238 Fawn and surrounding areas tonight. A traffic management plan will be in place for the duration of those works. They're scheduled to take place from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. Tata Consultancy Services say new roles will be created at their Letterkenny Centre, providing support for a major UK pension company. Nest, the UK's largest workplace pension scheme, are expanding their long-standing partnership with TCS through a new customer service and care support operation. With more details, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In a statement, TCS and Nest say a team of executives which has been trained at TCS's Global Delivery Centre in Letterkenny will handle inquiries and requests from Nest members to ensure the successful delivery of the UK Pension Auto Enrolment Scheme. They say two companies began to expand support services operations in December 2023 and the team is now growing to meet the demand of the expanded partnership, with further roles being added in Letterkenny. Details of how many new positions could be created have not yet been disclosed. Andrea McBride, head of the TCS Centre in Letterkenny, says they've invested in the people and infrastructure to ensure quality delivery close to the customer. Nest provides pension auto enrolment services to more than 12 million members and 1 million employers across the UK.
More details on that story on our website, highlandradio.com. Tomorrow marks the 7th anniversary of the murder of Bunkrana woman Danielle McLaughlin. The 28-year-old was killed while on a backpacking trip in India in March 2017. Vikat Bhagat was later charged with her murder. However, his trial has faced countless delays. A GoFundMe page has been set up to see Danielle's mother, Andrea, and sister attend a court hearing in India. Andrea McLaughlin Brannigan says it could mean she can give a victim impact statement in person.
I was Danielle's best friend, decided last night to set it up because we have outstanding lawyer's fees as well. Yeah. And she thought that it would be nice if I could go over there for to give my own victim impact statement in person rather than emailing it over. As you're aware, I've never seen the court, and she thought it'd be nice for me to see the courtroom, me and Jolene. It's just a finally getting my voice heard and for the judge to understand what loss Danielle been taken from us has caused to our family.
Donegal County Council is being urged to do more to support people on the county's islands who need to dispose of bulky waste. A meeting of the council's islands committee was told this week a woman was charged €300 to have her old suite of furniture removed from Arranmore Island. Committee member John McCafferty says designated waste collection days would lessen the cost burden on people. He's calling on the council to introduce provisions to help islanders.
If we come up with some kind of system where we have maybe a quarterly removal of, you know, big items like suites of furniture or baths or stuff like that, we get them taken off the island, subsidised maybe by the council, or if there's a payment per house, you know, per household, however we want to work it, but just so that there's something in place there that could work into the future, rather than seeing, you know, this kind of stuff at the side of the road. Hopefully that'll never go, we'll never go back to those days, but we just need to have something there for people to be able to get rid of this.
Because thankfully the Scrum Republic was responsible and did end up paying a large sum of money, whereas there could very easily become an instance of just fly tipping or burning or other less valuable ways of removing waste.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think many people would do that anymore, but it's just the cost. I mean, that's a very high cost for getting rid of, you know, something that we should be able to do quite easily. I mean, we can on the mainland go to these centres. There's one in Dunloe, but it's getting that. Not everybody has access to a van or to getting this kind of stuff off the island. So if we can have a bit of help from the council there, that would be fantastic.
And that was John McCovery there speaking to Donna Marie Doherty. The Taoiseach says it'll be challenging for Fine Gael to keep its European seats in June's elections. Leo Varadkar says it'll be hard to match the success of the 2019 campaign, which saw his party win 5 seats. Fine Gael will be down 2 sitting MEPs for the campaign. Francis Fitzgerald and Deirdre Clune have confirmed they will not be seeking re-election. There are 2 Fine Gael MEPs in Midlands North West. Colm Markey and Maria Walsh are both in place. Colm Markey was not elected in 2019. He replaced the now European Commissioner Mairead McGuinness when she received that appointment. Well, speaking in Boston today, Leo Varadkar did acknowledge that maintaining 5 seats in Europe would be a battle.
They're going to be challenging, even though it was not said much at the time. We had an extremely good local and European elections last time. 5 seats in the European Parliament, 29% of the vote, more than Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin combined. And we got about 25% in the local elections and increased our number of councillors, which is rarely achieved by a party in government. So it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging to hold what we have, but of course that's the objective.
Garthy are investigating after the body of a man was found in Monaghan town. They were alerted to the discovery in Dunsinar at around 10 to 8 this morning. The man's body remained at the scene, which is being preserved for a technical examination. They say the results of a post-mortem will determine the course of their investigation. Funding support of €4 million has been provided to Donegal County Council under Call 3 of the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund. It's a bid to tackle long-term vacancy and dereliction, particularly in Letterkenny Town Centre. With more details, here's Ellen Butler.
44 vacant or derelict properties have been identified as having the potential to be brought back into use as homes. In December, Donegal County Council found the owners of these properties and are now actively meeting with and providing them with guidance and support. The properties in Letterkenny will be looked at under the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant, the Repair and Lease Scheme and the Conservation Advice Grant Scheme. In addition, as part of the URDF programme, the council is exploring other avenues, including additions of properties to the derelict sites register and the potential purchase of long-term vacant and derelict properties for subsequent onward sale on the open market. Those who own a similar property in County Donegal can find out more on highlandradio.com.
Derry has again won the large town city category in the TransLink Ulster in Bloom Awards. The Foyle Street bus station has won in the Floral Station category. Mayor Patricia Loke said this afternoon it's fantastic to see the city recognised again in the competition. She added an immense amount of work goes into the development and upkeep of the city and paid tribute to the team of hard-working staff who, she said, keep it looking so tremendous. Ireland is facing legal action over turf cutting. The European Commission has referred the country to the EU Court of Justice for failing to protect peat bogs. The Commission says the sites continue to be degraded through drainage and turf cutting activities. It also says insufficient action is being taken to restore them. A Letterkenny councillor says there's confusion among people on the list for social housing regarding where they stand on the list and when they may receive homes. Donegal County Council is to hold a special workshop to discuss the matter. The meeting was sought by Councillor Michael McBride, who says he spoke to a woman recently who believed she'd been on the list for 18 years, but when he made inquiries, he found she'd been removed from the list because she was in receipt of HAP, a housing assistance payment. He says with hundreds of council houses planned for the municipal district in the coming years, now is the time for clarity.
She is no longer on the council housing list. She has been awarded HAP, and the council consider that while she's receiving HAP, that she is no longer in need of a council house. Now, in my opinion, that is totally wrong. The people who are applying for council houses are not in a position to buy their own houses, and I think people feel that when they're on the list, that they should be able, the first houses come available, that the people who are on the list the longest should get them, and then the people who are coming new onto the council housing list should backfill the housing that they're already living in.
The council is going to have a workshop to discuss all these issues. Do you believe that workshop will lead to changes being made in the protocols, will lead to issues like the one you've raised being addressed, or will it be, for want of a better phrase, a talking shop?
The most important thing is that everybody knows where they stand. I would hope that the county council would agree to house the people who have been the longest on the housing list first. We've been told here today, you know, that the council contact people who's on the housing list maybe once a year. So anybody that's not hearing from the council who think they're on the council housing list, I would urge them to get in contact with Donegal County Council and check out their current situation, because I think it's very disheartening for somebody if they're on the council housing list for multiple numbers of years to find out that they're not on the list at all and they have to go back and start at the very start again. And I think, you know, the situation will end up being that there are people on the housing list maybe 2 and 3 years, especially when these maybe 300 plus new houses come on stream in Letterkenny. It could be walking into new houses and people that are 10 years signed up for the council of houses not been considered for them at all.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with horse racing. Rachel Blackmore has added a champion chase to her growing list of big race successes with the details of day two at the Cheltenham Festival. Here's Dennis Kerwin.
Drama unfolded in the Queen Mother Champion Chase when 9-2 on-shot El Fabiolo hit the fence past the stands and was pulled up by jockey Paul Townend. In a driving finish, Rachel Blackmore and Captain Guinness held off the challenge of Gentleman Demi and Mark Walsh by a length and a half. For trainer Henry de Bromhead, it was a fourth Champion Chase success. Earlier, Ballyburn impressively won the Gallagher Novices Hurdle at odds of 2-1 on to lead home a Willie Mullins 1-2-3-4-5 in the opening race. And Mullins' Fact to File won the Brown Advisory Novices Chase by four lengths at 13-8 on. That win left Willie one short of a century. And there was some cheer for the home team when Harry Skelton's Langer Dan won the Coral Cup for a second time at odds of 13-2. But once again, it was Rachel Blackmore who grabs the headlines, adding a champion chase to the Gold Cup and two champion hurdles, and of course a Grand National she has won in recent years. At the Cheltenham Festival with Paddy Power News for all your Cheltenham Festival tips, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Moving on to Gaelic games, and Donegal are involved in a doubleheader at Kingspan Breffni Park this evening at 6:30. They will play Cavan in their second Ulster Minor Football League fixture, where Donegal will be looking to make back-to-back wins after successfully navigating through their opening game against Fermanagh last weekend. And then the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship will get up and running for Sean Paul Barrett's Under-20 Donegal side. They play Cavan in the second game at the venue, but it's on the main pitch this one. It starts at 8 o'clock. Jurgen Klopp insists he won't be reversing his decision to leave Liverpool. The Merseyside club remain in the hunt for three more trophies, having already secured this season's Carabao Cup. But there's no amount of silverware in May that will change Klopp's mind.
Can you imagine I'd change my mind now? Just can you? So, of course not. I cannot say what I said. It would be like if I never have another club in England and sign for next year for our neighbours or whatever, or whoever needs a coach. That would be completely crazy. I don't say these things without thinking before.
The quarterfinal lineup of the Champions League will be completed tonight, and Madrid enter take a 1-0 lead into the second leg of their last 16 tie with Atletico. And Borussia Dortmund's tie with PSV is all square, a goal apiece in Germany. Both of those kick off at 8 o'clock. Luton captain Tom Loughler will be in the stands to watch their rearranged Premier League fixture away to Bournemouth this evening. The initial game in December was postponed after he suffered a cardiac arrest on the pitch. Tonight's match is underway from 7:30, with Luton set to climb out of the relegation zone if they collect all 3 points. Ryan Giggs is reportedly back working in football after a lengthy court case where he faced allegations of domestic violence. The former Manchester United midfielder, who was cleared of the charges, stood down as Wales manager in June 2022 ahead of standing trial. Although no formal announcement's been made, it's understood he's been director of football at League Two Salford, who he co-owns for a large part of the season. In the TDA Division 1 of the Donegal Junior League tonight, Letterkenny Rovers have home advantage against Laggan Harps. That one kicks off at 7:30. Four-time major golf champion Rory McIlroy has given his backing to Under Fire PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Moynihan. Some have publicly questioned whether the American's the right man to lead negotiations with the Saudi-backed Live Series over a potential merger. But McIlroy says Moynihan's helped transform the sport.
People can nitpick and they can say didn't do this right or didn't do that right, but if you actually step back and you look at the bigger picture, I think the PGA Tour is in a far stronger position now than it was before Jay took over.
In rugby union, Ulster have confirmed the signing of South African winger Warnock Cock from the Sharks for next season. The 31-year-old will move to Belfast on a 2-year deal starting this summer. He's played 46 games for the Sharks across both the URC and the Champions and Challenge Cups. And Wales centre George North has announced that he will retire from international rugby after Saturday's Six Nations clash against Italy. North, who has won 120 caps, has been recalled to the Wales team for what is a wooden spoon decider. And that's your sport for today, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. A West Donegal councillor says common sense must prevail when social homes are being purchased. It emerged a house in Lenties was lost to the council because a defective block survey was requested at the last minute. Councillor Anthony Malloy says the housing question was built many years before defective blocks became an issue. He says there needs to be a review of the criteria governing house purchases.
It's not that the councillor are not trying to buy houses, they are. And I don't know many houses that have tried to buy over the last couple of years, I think maybe 45 or 50, but they're on into difficulties. And there was one recently there where the deal done with a vendor and that there. And next thing then there was a Mikey report look for. Now this house is built about in a housing estate, one of the oldest housing estates in Glenties, Art Patrick, and that would be built 60 or 70 years ago. Like, so there's absolutely no Mikey here. Like, and but that cost is put back on to the vendor. Like, so the vendor pulled out as a result of that there. And this, for common sense, I say should come in here. There's no need for a report there on a house built that long.
Farmers in Donegal are being tortured when they submit applications to Donegal County Council to have lanes and small roads repaired under the local improvement scheme. That's the view of Councillor Donald Mandy Kelly. He told a meeting of Letterkenny Municipal District that the county has the third highest LAS waiting list in the country and the application process needs to be simplified. Councillor Kelly says alternatives such as direct grants should be considered, but in the interim, the council should strive to ease the pressure on farmers who are applying for assistance.
I think they are torturing the applicants, and not only torturing them, but they're annoying them. Donegal County Council is writing out to the applicants seeking for them to put forward their maps. Now, these are Area 8 maps, agriculture maps, that they've been asked to put forward. They're asking them year in and year out. These people are on the same lane, they're requiring the same maps, and they're been asked every year to put either 2022, 2023 or 2024 maps forward. People's fed up of it, and quite rightly so. But what I'm asking here today, Donald, is for Donegal County Council to simplify the process, because we have people too that has the need for an LAS and maybe has only one map and doesn't have a second map for the reasons being that maybe they've not drawn payments of the other grounds and they haven't got a second map for it. In other parts of the country, 2 herd numbers is all that's required. And I went as far there as well today, Donald, of asking them, to do away with the LAS altogether and bring it in a grant format.
And the reality is that those waiting lists are not going to get addressed in 1, 2 or 3 years' time. People are putting in the same application year after year after year. And the other point is, of course, what's different between the lane you've applied for in 2021 versus 22, 23, 24, 25? Yet every year the same process has got to go through, the same hoops have got to be jumped through. You believe that should stop as well?
This is the same lane. It's the same maps. And this council is asking them each year, year in, year out, to submit their maps. They have submitted it the year before. Why do they need to submit it again? Stop annoying people. Stop torturing the people out there.
Councillor Donal Mandakerry. New EU laws on artificial intelligence have moved a step closer after MEPs backed proposals in Strasbourg. The plans will have to be signed off by the Council of the European Union to become law. The measures aim to provide safeguards to the public while also supporting innovation. MEP Deirdre Clunes has been outlining one area of employment law where the new plans would have an impact.
If you're screening hundreds of thousands of CVs for a particular job, there it will be high risk because, you know, it could be bias built into the screening system and the screening process. And that then is a risk to the fundamental rights of the individual.
Weather forecast, a mix of cloud and clear spells this evening with moderate westerly winds becoming mostly light and variable. Unusually high tides may cause coastal wave overtopping. Mainly dry to start tonight with some clear spells, becoming cloudier though as the night goes on. Outbreaks of rain will spread from the south in overnight lows of 3 to 6 degrees Celsius. Light variable winds. Tomorrow cloudy and wet with long spells of rain, heavy at times. That could lead to some spot flooding. Highs on Thursday of 8 to 12 degrees Celsius. Moderate to fresh southwest breezes developing through the day. And that's Highland Radio News for now, taking a look at the closing headlines. Conditions outside the International Protection Office in Dublin have been described as a humanitarian emergency that needs to be urgently addressed. 1,260 asylum seekers are without accommodation in the state. Around 270 are camping outside the IPO on Mount Street with no toilets or showers, and a scabies outbreak has now been reported there. Meanwhile, the government's confirmed the first 5 accommodation centres for new arrivals from Ukraine. They're in Dublin City Centre, Cork City Centre, Stradbally in Laois, Fernbank in Limerick and Punchestown in Kildare. Ishgay Éireann is carrying out emergency works at Letterkenny Station roundabout this evening. The traffic management plan will be in place from 7 o'clock until the works finish at around 1 a.m. Traffic delays expected. People urged to avoid the area if possible. Works also taking place tonight in Fawn between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. And Tata Consultancy Services say new roles are to be created at their Letterkenny Centre, providing support for a major UK pension company. Nest, the UK's largest workplace pension scheme, is expanding its long-term partnership with TCS through a new customer service programme. And we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Check all of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the Highland Radio News team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 13th of March. The death has occurred of John Doherty, St Anne's, Moyle Road, Newton Cunningham, formerly of Sheriff's Mountain, Glen Owen. John will repose at his late residence on Moyle Road tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m, followed by rosary. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on newtonkillayparish.com. Family only, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to All Saints Church Fund, Newton Cunningham, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Charlie O'Neill, 20 Lisbunny Road, Dunamana, Strabann. Reposing at his late home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral on Friday, leaving his late home at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrach. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The family home is private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. And the death has taken place of Paddy Gill, 2 St Mary's Park, Cockhill, Buncrana. His remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home, Buncrana, from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 4 o'clock until removal at 7 to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there on Friday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.